You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another very interesting episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob, very informative as well. Welcome to episode 726. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for sending in your questions, askdroneyou.com. If you have a question, yeah, here we are.
Yeah, here we are. Today we're going to be talking about the right lenses to use for real estate, which we're very, very excited for. We're very excited to discuss these things because they can be very useful to people. So,
yeah, absolutely. And there is apparently a difference between what you, maybe it's pretty obvious, what you do outside versus what you would do inside, right?
Potentially. Totally.
Ooh, we're going to hear about the potential.
We sure are. All right, guys. Well, thank you to our friends and sponsors at myenergen.com. That's myenergen.com. Why? Why would you want to even go there? Well, it's because you don't want to be caught in a bad situation. What if you go to a job, you realize some of your batteries aren't charged? Like you're going to a real estate job and you're like, ugh, none of my batteries are charged. And you're like, oh, I could charge one battery on my car's inverter. What is that going to give you? 15, 20 minutes of flight time in an hour? What if you had a quad portable battery charger where you could charge four batteries in about 45 minutes? Then you would have almost an hour of flight time. How about that? Well, if you want that, just go to myenergen.com/shop and enter discount code DroneUA40 to pick up the A40 battery charger, which you can use to charge 3S and 4S batteries. Check them out, myenergen.com/shop. All right, guys, let's hear the question.
Hey, Paul and Rob. This is Eric from Paris, Tennessee. I completed my first real estate job thanks to you guys last week. I did it for free. And I took just exterior photos. I used my drone and the Sony A6000 for shots from the ground. What I'm wondering is when I move to interior shots, will I need a different lens than the 16 to 50 millimeter kit lens that came with the A6000? I've got a couple realtors lined up that are definitely going to want some interior shots. And I'm just wondering what lens would be best to purchase for those shots. Thanks for your help. Bye.
Thank you, Eric. First of all, congratulations on getting your first job. I know that was free, but that's okay. I'm sure big things are coming after that.
I'm sure some people probably weren't very excited to hear they did the job for free either,
probably not.
You got to get your foot in the door somehow.
Yeah, you know, we don't know the details about his market, for example. There are a lot of variables that speak to whether or not that's a good idea.
That is true.
So, different lens for interior shots using the A6000.
So, A6000, 6300, 6500, and hopefully the 6700. You can all use E-mount lenses. Now, he asked the question, can I use the kit lens? The answer is yes. But for bigger rooms, and also if you want to make rooms look bigger than they really are, which realtors love when you're taking those pictures in the corners from high up, you could use a wider lens. And there is a lens. It's the Sony E-mount 10 to 18 millimeter F4 optically stabilized version. And it is $718. I will provide a link to you. It'll be in the bottom of the show notes. You can pick one up. If that is a little bit too much money for you, you could go the ultra wide route and get a Rokinon 12 millimeter F.2 prime lens for the Sony E-mount cameras. And that's only $274. It will give you a much wider field of view than your kit lens, the 16 millimeter. And it is really good for using inside on real estate. It could be good. It could be good if you are using it for other real estate, like you're outside and you really need to fit a lot into one image. The 12 millimeter prime is a great lens to use. So I think that answers this question, though. As far as the kit lens, is it usable? Yeah. I mean, I've been using the kit lens for a very long time. If you've ever seen me with my big camera, I have a huge 24-240 lens that I love for video because I can zoom way into stuff and get detail shots that you normally have to change a bunch of lenses in order to get. But whenever I do shoot real estate, I normally, you know, switch over to the 16 to 50. I love that kit lens. It's awesome. You know, you're not getting the best clarity out of the lens. I would recommend a prime if you want even more clarity out of that lens. The Rokinon, you know, it's not the highest quality, but it's very good. If you want higher quality, I would recommend that you get, you know, the Sony, it's a 12 to 18 millimeter lens, I believe. And by the way, both these lenses are linked in the comments below, or excuse me, the description below. I'm losing it. We have recorded so many episodes today. This will be our last.
With us.
Yeah, this is our last one for today. But anyway, I think that answers this question. Is it doable? Yes. Could you get better high quality stuff? Yes. Is it worth spending the money? That's up to you. Depends on your contract, what you have set up. But you could maintain the competitive advantage by having a wider lens. And the Rokinon is a good, efficient, affordable choice for you. And if I were you, that's probably the route I would go.
Yeah, $300 is very reasonable.
Totally reasonable.
For a lens.
Totally. Totally.
Cool.
All right, guys. Well, that is going to do it for another short episode of Ask Drone You. Don't forget, if you have a question, go to AskDroneU.com, upload that question. And if you're ready to join the exclusive community to get your questions answered immediately, then just go to DroneU.education and sign up to become a member today. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sound have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.